If you're a person of a certain age, you probably remember the days when state blue laws were in full force in effect, prohibiting the sale of many goods and services on Sundays. I definitely remember being sad one Sunday in a grocery store when the coloring book aisle was roped off, even though food was fair game. Dating back to colonial times in the United States, laws prohibiting all commercial activities on Sunday were part and parcel of other religious laws mandating church attendance and the keeping of the Christian Sabbath. Even after two centuries under the constitutional protection against government establishment of religion, blue laws persisted to prohibit businesses from operating on Sundays. The U.S. Supreme Court has consistently upheld state Sunday closing laws, reasoning that states have a legitimate secular purpose for guaranteeing their citizens one day of rest and recuperation, even though business owners of other religions rested and recuperated on Saturday, and non-religious business owners may have preferred to open their doors. In the last few decades, many of these blue laws have been repealed due to pressure by business owners who don't want to miss out on profits and also due to state budget pressures to collect sales tax 7 days a week. One of the most difficult types of blue laws to repeal have been bans on the sales of alcohol on Sundays, which seems logical. Alcohol bans have a traditional moral tinge to them, and there are several non-religious reasons to think that citizens might benefit from a break from alcohol sales to make sure that Saturday night doesn't last forever. Commentators who have studied alcohol blue laws coined the phrase Baptists and bootleggers to describe the strange alliance of those who lobby to keep counties dry or Sundays alcohol-free, those who are morally against drinking, and those who profit from a black market. However, most states have repealed these laws altogether, with a number of states retaining a ban on sales on Sunday mornings only. Our neighbor to the east, Indiana, is the only state left that bans all package sales of alcohol on Sundays. What may be more surprising is that state bans on automobile sales on Sunday are even more persistent than alcohol bans. More than a dozen states, including Illinois, ban the sale of automobiles on Sundays. Perhaps there is a moral or religious connection between alcohol sales and Sundays, but why automobiles? I'll give you a hint. The answer is more bootlegger than Baptist. The citizens who lobby their legislators not to approve legislation repealing Sunday car bans are the auto dealers. In every state, new cars may be sold only by state-licensed car dealers. These Sunday closing bans serve as a secret industry agreement for dealers not to compete with each other on Sundays. Now, if all the dealers in a state actually got together and agreed not to be open on certain days, that would be in violation of antitrust laws. But here, the law does it for them. And because the number of auto dealers is a small, manageable one, a block of dealers won't split away and lobby for the repeal, as did grocery stores and convenience stores that wanted to sell alcohol on days that they were already open. Dealers argue that Sunday closings allow them to give employees time with their families. But of course, that would be true for any commercial ban. This year, Illinois State Senator Jim Oberweis introduced Bill 2629 to repeal the state's 29-year-old automobile blue law. Needless to say, the Illinois Automobile Dealers Association is against the bill. This is Christine Hurt.